Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals as Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It will be Dumas's ball to start this second quarter as Mount Holmes up 16-6. Inbound pass will be triggered by McKenzie. Ball goes to Rounds, down to Broughton on the low block. She's going up for the layup, no good, and McCarron gets the rebound from Mount Holmes. Ball goes to Yonkers. She's into the front court. She's going to go into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in.
And Jayla can just score quickly, can't she?
She sure can. She's got 9 on the night. 18-6, Mountain Home up.
I don't know if y'all can hear that or not, yeah. But every play's a foul. Every play's a foul.
Rounds will drill to the right corner, met by a double team. Tries to throw it to Slater. Ball is a little wide of her, and Mountain Home comes up with the steal. Lake Moore back the other way, going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, Mountain Home just on attack right now on the offensive side, knowing they can get up and down the floor a lot faster than Dumas can, and they're taking advantage of some.
McKenzie into the front court for the Lady Bobcats, gives it to Rounds on the right side. She'll drill toward the corner. Tries to throw it down to Broughton. She mishandles the ball, and Williams is there to get the steal.
7 turnovers already for Dumas. Nice pass.
Just a little high. So.
That's a good look, though.
Yeah. Livy Faustus is off the turnover. Again, ball goes to Dumas. Livy Faustus and Ashton Estes coming in for Mount Home, replacing Anna McCarron and Lakin Moore. This is the first time Estes is coming in tonight. She is a 5'9 senior. 6:55, let's play in the first half. Mount Home up 20-6. It will be Rounds inbounding the ball to McKenzie, and she is fouled immediately.
Yeah, Sarah Williams kind of got caught behind a little bit, reached up and grabbed.
That is the first personal foul on Sarah Williams, first team foul against Mount Home here in the second quarter. And now on another inbounds pass. This one was knocked away by Yonkers, goes out of bounds, and it will be Dumas inbounding once again, this time on the near sideline. Rounds will inbound it. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Gets it in to McCarroll. Back to Rounds. Now, boy, she tries to throw it to McKenzie, but pass was well wide of her. It goes out of bounds. Another turnover against the Lady Bobcats.
Yeah, we've got Dumas sped up right now. This is what they've been able to do to some teams. They speed them up a little bit in the backcourt, and then in the front court, they use their bigs to get posts. Well, we've got a big to combat their big, and we're speeding them up.
Husky will give it to Williams on the right side. She'll dribble it to the top. Now gives it back to Husky. Over to Yonkers. Back to Husky. She's going to try for the long three-pointer. No good, but offensive rebound for Estes. She's back up with it. She is fouled on the way up, and she'll head to the free throw line with 6:25 left in the half.
That ball almost went down for an and one.
Shekala McCarroll picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second quarter against Dumas. So it will be Ashlyn Estes at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and good. So one more free throw for Estes. Second shot for Estes is up, and she gets both. Her first 2 points of the night. 22-16, Lady Bombers up. Less than 6.5 minutes left in the first half.
Five.
Inbound pass goes to McCarroll. Now back to Rounds. The full court man for the Lady Bombers. Now ball goes to McCarroll on the front court. Now cross court to McKenzie on the left side. Up top now to Rounds. She has it between the circles. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Rounds drills the elbow, kicks it over to McCarroll on the right side. Over to Slater. Now ball goes to McKenzie. Her three-pointer in the left corner is up and in. They said Steen, but I think that was actually McKenzie. Yeah, it was McKenzie. So here's Estes with it. She's going to try to give to Williams. She's going to try to answer with a three of her own. It won't go. Ball's knocked to Husky. Mount Home will keep possession of it. Ball goes to Estes. Back to Husky. Back to Estes on the right side. Back to Husky. Down to Yonkers in the left corner. Cross court to Estes on the right. She's going to try for the three-pointer. A little short. And Yonkers tries to save it in, but throws it right into the hands of McCarroll. Lake and Moore check in for Mount Tom at the next available time. So will Anna McCarn. Here is Rounds throwing it to Broughton on the low block. She puts up the layup off the glass. No good. Yonkers gets the rebound for Mountain Home. 5 minutes left to play in the first half. Mountain Home up 22-9. Here is Husky with it. Gives it to Estes. Throws it to Williams. She fakes out her defender. Puts up the jumper in the left corner. Good.
Nice pump fake there. Great extra pass by Ashland to hit Sarah in the corner. Sarah pump fake. Got her girl in the air. Stepped into a wide open jump shot and buried it.
2 points on the night for Sarah Williams so far. 24-9, Lady Bombers up. 4:39 left in the half. Scott Smith, Brown, met by adult team, gives it to Broughton on the low block. She puts up the turnaround jumper in the lane. Won't go. And the rebound is chased down by Sarah Williams. Here is Husky with it. Finds Ashlyn Essence all by herself for the layup. Good. Ashlyn Essence with four on the night. A 17-point lead for Mountain Home.
They got a reset shot call. Yeah, they did.
4:15 left to play in the half. 26-9 our score. Rounds will walk the ball across the timeline. Ball goes on the left side to Slater. Back up top to Rounds. Rounds loses the handle of the ball, but Slater is back there to pick it up. Ball goes in the left corner. McKenzie tries another three. This one won't go, and Fosnes gets a rebound from Mountain
Home. Rebound by Libby Fosnes.
Ball goes to Essa. She'll give it to Husky, who will walk the ball into the front court.
She's giving the Lady Bombers some huge minutes down in the post. She's doing an awesome job guarding. She's rebounding. She's probably got 10 rebounds, if I was guessing.
Yeah, pretty close. Here is Yonkers giving it to Husky. Back to Estes on the right side. Down to Fosnes in the corner. Cross court to Husky. Almost went out of bounds. But here's Williams with it at the left elbow. Over to Estes on the right. Fakes out her defender. Finds Fosnes on the low block. Can't get the layup to go. Puts it back up off the rebound, off the glass.
These padding stats out there.
Boy, four on the night for Libby Fosnes. 28-9, Lady Bombers up. 3:10 left in the half. McKenzie into the front court. Gives it two rounds. It's like a 1-3-1 for Mountain Home. Ball goes to Broughton on the low block. She gets a layup.
Yeah, we switch that 1-3-1 sometimes, and, you know, that's the danger of it. You leave somebody isolated one-on-one, usually not your big, against Broughton. And I don't think we'll stay in that very long.
Husky with it. Has McKenzie right there on her. She gets by her defender, gives it to Yonkers on the right side. Yonkers will drill up to the top, pull up for the three-pointer. Bangs it in!
Call the bank!
Jalen Yonkers in double figures with 12. It's a 20-point lead for Mountain Home. 31-11 our score. 2.5 minutes left in the half.
Can we get a turbo clock going?
Rounds into the front court, dribbles towards the right side, gives it there. Let's see, I believe that is McCarroll with it. Now McKenzie has it once again. Now out to Slater. Over on the left side to Rounds, 15 left on the shot clock. Rounds is going to drill towards the low block. She's going to put up the jumper, partially blocked, and the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Broughton. She will give it to Rounds, and she'll draw a little contact. Sarah Williams is going to be called for the blocking foul. That is her second personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home.
Yeah, you'll take that foul, though. Mountain Home was out of position after the loose ball kind of on the rebound, and you'll take that foul.
Ashlyn Essence, Libby Fosnes, and Jalen Yonkers checking out as Lake and Moore, Witten Coleman, and Anna McCarn all come back in. I think Dumas brought in another sub as well.
20, did she come back in, or 10?
I think 20, you might be right. I think it might have been 20 for the first time. That's Kara Jones. Ball goes down to Broughton on the low block. She puts up the turnaround jumper, blocked by McCarn, and Mount Tom comes up with the ball. Back comes Lake and Moore with it. Tries to throw it to McCarn. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Steen. Here's Rounds with it. 1:38 left to play in the half. Lady Bombers up by 20. Steen with it. Ball goes over on the left side. To Jones. Now ball goes over to McKenzie on the right side to Rounds. Now back to Jones. I'm sorry. Ball goes over on the left side now. Pulling up for the three is McKenzie. Good. She has six on the night.
Yeah, she's the one shooter on the team, and she's buried a couple threes.
She's got six on the night. Again, 31-14, the Lady Bombers up. Ball goes to McCarn.
Better
to Williams
pass.
In the right corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Steen.
Nice little shovel pass from Winton down low to Anna McCarn. Anna McCarn then spins and hits a wide-open Sarah. The Lady Bombers will take that shot every time down the floor.
Here is McKenzie with it. She'll give it to Steen on the left side. Back up to McKenzie. over on the left side. I'm sorry, on the right side to Jones. Now up top to Rounds. Back over to Jones on the right side. Back out to two Rounds. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Rounds is going to drill to the elbow. Put up the jumper, hits the side of the backboard, and Mount Home comes up the rebound. They just had to heave one up. Ball goes to McCarron quickly in the front court for the layup. She can't get it to go, and the rebound is controlled by McKenzie.
It's a couple layups the Lady Bombers have missed on wide open runouts.
Yep. Shot clock is off. 17 seconds left to play in the half. Now Rounds has it up top. Over on the right side to Jones. Up top to Steen. Down to 5 seconds. Ball goes over on the left side to Rounds. She's going to drill it to the corner. Now throws it to Broughton over to McKenzie. They're not going to get the shot off, and Mount Home's going to go take a 17-point lead into the halftime locker room. So our score at the break, Mount Home leading Dumas 31-14. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!